This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The External Affairs Ministry today said the Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal, while addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month.
This is a very sensitive matter and the Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. We have provided legal assistance and also appointed a lawyer to assist the family. We have also arranged for regular consular visits by a family and we are also in touch with local authorities as also the family members to resolve this issue. This included concerted efforts in recent few days to seek more time for the family of Ms. Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. We continue to closely follow the matter and render all possible assistance in the case. We are also in touch with some friendly governments in this regard.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two more individuals in connection with the recovery of an improvised explosive device, IED, planted by the banned Alpha 1 terror group. The NIA said that the device was discovered near Dispur Last Gate in Guwahati and was part of a larger conspiracy to carry out multiple blasts in Assam on Independence Day last year. According to the NIA, the arrested accused were directly involved in the plot orchestrated by Alpha 1 to strike terror and threaten the sovereignty, security and integrity of the nation. Indore has once again retained its title as India's cleanest city for the 8th consecutive year. Surat secured the second position, while Navi Mumbai ranked third in the central government's annual cleanliness survey. The 9th edition of Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards were conferred by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony held in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, the President urged the countrymen to move forward in making the country clean, healthy and developed.
स्वच्छता से जुड़े प्रयासों के आर्थिक पहलू होते हैं सांस्कृतिक आयाम होते हैं तथा भौगोलिक पक्ष भी होते हैं मुझे विश्वास है बहुआयामी तथा समग्र दृष्टि के साथ संचालित स्वच्छ भारत मिशन भी सभी देशवासी मजबूती से भागीदारी करेंगे सुविचारित और दृढ़ संकल्प के साथ सभी देशवासी वर्ष 2047 तक जिस विकसित भारत का निर्माण करेंगे उसी दिशा में हम जा रहे हैं.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has appealed to agricultural universities and research institutions to contribute to increasing agricultural productivity under the Prime Minister's Krishi Dhan Dhanya Yojana. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of Dr. Rajendra Prasad Central Agricultural University in Pusa, Samastipur in Bihar today, the minister stated that 100 districts have been selected under this scheme to enhance agricultural production and productivity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. In Bihar, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,000 crore rupees in Motihari. In West Bengal, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. Orange alert has been issued for Kerala, Mahi and South Interior Karnataka for the next 3 days. In Pakistan, torrential monsoon rains and associated incidents have claimed lives of at least 124 people and left 264 others injured throughout the country over the past 3 weeks. In Punjab province, 44 people lost their lives in rain-related incidents yesterday due to collapsed roofs and electrocution, while 16 fatalities were reported in Balochistan. In chess, teenage Indian grandmaster Ramesh Babu Pragyananda defeated world number one Magnus Carlsen to qualify for the quarterfinals of the freestyle Grand Slam chess event in Las Vegas. The 19-year-old outplayed the Norwegian champion in just 39 moves. And that is the end of this news bulletin.